It is often that life doesn't stand still as we know it, so it's often that modifications could be made by the state that issued the order of custody, whether it's legal or physical custody. You know, and it can also be done by agreement between the parties, right? And then they'll ask the court to ratify it or modify it to what the parents have agreed on. So there has been substantial changes in circumstances since the original order. So they have to indicate to prove to the to do a petition. They would have to prove, hey, there is a substantial change in circumstances, whether it may be employment, whether it would be won the lottery, money, those kind of changes. So that would be considered, and only this constitute the constitution, the state's code or rules will actually tell you what a substantial change is, or statutes, right? A substantial change in some states, I think Florida, is a substantial change could be anything, $50 or more when it comes to child support, or life conditions has changed, illness, all those things. Nowadays, that we live in, the times we live right now, with all the struggles, you know what I'm talking about, things change overnight. Or we can say, they are relevant facts that were not made available or were not available at the time that the court made the original order. They finally now become available. Other things have service, such as drunk driving, you know, maybe something was pending. And of course, you're trying to ask the court to postpone the decision. So lawyers can do all kinds of things here. But there are two criteria you have to know. There has to be substantial change in the circumstances, or there are new relevant fact, and the key here is relevant fact, that at the time when the court made the original order or gave a decision, those things were not available, all right? Of course, that has to be proved. Thank you.